Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your participation in our effort to get the word out. Guys, if you're not aware of it, you need to become aware of the fact that what you hear daily on a lot of the news, and I don't care if you're listening to Fox or who you're listening to, you're not always getting the straight scoop. You're not always getting the truth. In the past, for conservatives, Fox News has been the go-to, and here lately they have started to lean left in some of the things that they're doing. It's a sad commentary that that had to happen, but anyway, it is. But there are alternative media sources out there. One America News is a great one. So far, they seem to be staying on track. And there are a number of others that you can get online. If you have Sirius XM Radio, you can get some on there. The Patriot Channel is a good one there. You can also get like Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, and
David,
others.
David Webb.
Yeah. David Webb. There's a ton of them out there.
If you're using your cell phone, you can find it on the conservative talk radio. It has a whole bunch of stations that you can listen
There's a conservative talk radio app you can download on your phone and pick up all the talk stations. So there are a lot of sources available now through the internet. This modern technology has opened it up. And it's also opened it up to the patriots that are sitting at home. There's a lot of veterans that are sitting at home that are fed up with what's going on in their country. And they're all doing online blogs or doing video talk shows and podcasts. All those things are available out there. So if you look for alternative media, you can find what's going on. And this show, CCTA Wake Up Call, is one of those alternative sources. Now, we're not professionals, we're not perfect, but we're going to do the best we can to bring you what we believe are the facts. On our website, cctaxpayers.com, when we put articles and post things up there, we try to always provide the source, because it's not just our opinion. We want to give you the source of where we're getting our information from. So visit our website. A lot of resources up there, cctaxpayers.com, and you can help us out greatly just by clicking on the donate button there.
Rick, can I add to that? Not only is the source there, we're encouraging you to go to that source. Go to that source. Find out more about these stories.
Absolutely, especially rightwinggranny.com, because it's a great source that always lists the source of their information. And she's very vigilant in tracking down and finding out what's going on behind the scenes. So you visit rightwinggranny.com, one of our sponsors, one of our members. Glad to have you, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay. Today, we've got a special show for you. I think you're going to like it. We're going to have some guests that call in and talk to us. There was a movie out. I don't remember when it was. It hadn't been too long ago. It was called The Enemies Within, and it talked about the infiltration of our government and the impact it's had, even our intelligence agencies. Being infiltrated by communists and Islamists, and it's amazing what's been going on behind our backs. Well, actually, it's been right out there in front of our faces. We just couldn't see it, or we didn't want to accept it. But that movie is available on Amazon Prime. It's called Enemies Within, and Trevor Loudon, I think he's from New Zealand. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, go and watch that.
And the DVD is actually based on his book, The Enemies Within, which is a very detailed book.
Right. Now, I said all that to say this. They are coming out with a new movie coming in the fall of 2019, and it's called Enemies Within the Church. And it's very timely. It strikes a nerve with me because I've seen it coming for a right good while. I was very active in trying to do something about it in the church that we had attended for 17 and a half years. We finally ended up having to leave that church and go search out something more along the lines of Christianity that we believe in. And you know what? It's all across every denomination, just about. And nowadays, we attend a non-denominational church because you're paying your tithes into the church. And if they're a member of one of these huge denominations at a higher level, you don't know where that money's going. And if you start doing the investigating, you might not like where your money's going. So anyway, we're looking forward to talking to John Harris, who is associate producer. And we'll be talking with them in just a moment. But before we do, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
My name is Trevor Loudon.
Trevor Loudon is a guy from New Zealand. He's a dad who is concerned about the world.
I'm an activist, author, and researcher from Christchurch, New Zealand.
He is the official commie hunter.
For 5 years, I've been traveling to the United States to expose the greatest act of betrayal in modern history.
That old school communism that you saw with the USSR, it's not dead, it's alive and well, and it's not just in North Korea.
The United States, a country founded on the very principles of liberty and freedom, whose soldiers have shed blood for more than 200 years to protect, is now facing the most dangerous enemy it has ever seen, the enemy within.
I've been following your stuff for a long time, and it's overwhelming.
Why is America slowly sinking into poverty, despair, and socialism? Why is the American economy teetering on the brink of collapse? Why are the allies of the United States slowly backing away as its enemies become more brazen? Is this all an accident, perhaps a coincidence, or just inevitable decline? Or has this been a deliberately engineered attack on the greatest nation the world has ever seen?
We actually have bad actors who have penetrated our system, basically making decisions the way Iran and North Korea and China and Russia would like us to make decisions.
So basically Trojan horses inside the infrastructure.
Yeah, an insider threat.
America has enemies operating in the highest levels of the federal government who are deliberately working to bring the nation to its knees.
If you look at every policy that the Obama administration has instituted, it has an older brother living in Venezuela.
The enemies within names names and pulls no punches. It exposes exactly how hardcore anti-American activists have penetrated the highest branches of the US government and are working together to destroy the Constitution and finally extinguish the American dream.
We're seeing the disintegration of a noble world order.
If America falls, every Western country goes down.
If America is weakened, our allies are weakened. And then we talk about dominoes.
Every free nation will fall alongside her.
Understand what this is really about.
We've never been in more danger from these powers.
The enemies within will expose the names, reveal the faces, and show you what the mainstream media won't allow you to see.
The enemy is within because they are in our government.
The Enemies Within is now available on Amazon Prime Video. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. As I promised before the break, I want to introduce you to a couple of gentlemen that's going to tell us about an upcoming film, and that would be John Harris, who is one of the associate producers, and Judd Saul, S-A-U-L, and he is director. Now, in 2016, movie came out, Trevor Loudon, and the name of the movie was Enemies Within. And that was more or less about the enemies within our government and what they were doing behind the scenes. Well, this is a follow-up to that movie, and the name of this movie is Enemies Within the Church. And again, John Harris is one of the associate producers there, and Judd Saul is director of the movie. Gentlemen, welcome to the show, and can you, John, can you just tell us a little bit about what's going on here?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Rick. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk about our project. So I am someone that was not there on the ground floor. I was brought in a little bit later, but while the idea for this movie was being hatched, I was at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina. And I was watching a transformation happen, especially after the election of Donald Trump. A seminary that was a pretty solid biblical place where you could learn to read the Bible and then disseminate it, preach it, teach it to your congregation was becoming a place that was cranking out more or less community organizers. And I did not know that there was an effort underway on the part of Judd Saul and Trevor Loudon, who had been doing this project, that, as you mentioned, Enemies Within, to mark communists out and expose them in our government. But when I found out about it, Judd and I got connected, and my story lined up with some of the things that they were investigating, like leftist money coming into evangelical institutions to try to neutralize the evangelical vote, operators who are basically Marxists of varying shades, Frankfurt School guys, postmodernists, operatives from the left that are in high places in evangelical Christianity, like Gospel Coalition, Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission for the Southern Baptist Convention, various seminaries, and so forth. So I was brought in as someone who had seen this from the bottom up. Judd can tell you more, though, about the bird's eye view, what he's seen. So I'll let Judd take over from here.
All right. Well, thanks for having us on. From a bird's eye view, what we've been tracking and discovering is that there's not one denomination that's safe from social justice money, social justice push and influence. And we've been able to track funding to several seminaries and several different denominations that have all come from a few of the same sources that have all started social justice programs within the past 8 years. And all the seminaries that have started these social justice programs have gotten away from any form of biblical orthodoxy and are now pushing a false gospel of the social justice gospel, which is nothing more than kind of a Marxist theology wrapped in a Christian veneer.
I have to say, from my own personal experience, I have witnessed the social justice coming into the churches, and some of them are even holding classes on social justice issues and training sessions. And I didn't make the ties to the Marxist and communist roots of it, but after looking at your website and the previews of the movie, I'm looking forward to seeing this whole film.
Rick, can I ask a question, or can you ask a question for me? Give us an example of the social justice type of issues that are creeping into the church or kind of taking over the church doctrination.
Could y'all hear that question?
No.
Okay. Diane asked if you could give examples of some of the social justice issues that are creeping into the church and taking over the doctrine.
I'll let John take that one.
Thanks, Seth. Actually, you know, it's funny because there's an old joke Dinesh D'Souza tells about feeling like the nudist, the mosquito in the nudist colony, not knowing where to start. And that's how I feel with that question. There's just so many examples that I could pull from. One of the latest examples, and I was just writing about this before you called, so I'll go with this, is Campus Crusade for Christ is a very large campus and missionary organization in this country. They call themselves Crew now, but most people don't know them by that name. Crusade, I guess, was a little too offensive, so they changed it a few years ago. But now they are full on board social justice. And I was just looking at some of their national conference material from last week, and it's absolutely stunning. The things that are mainstream. This conference was supposed to be on evangelism, so sharing the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ has come and paid for those who repent of their sins and their trust in him so we can be in a right relationship with God, right? That's the gospel. Well, this was not that. This conference was focused on illegal immigration reform. It was focused on, I mean, to the point that we're on the cusp of living in Nazi Germany. There's a Holocaust. That was the word used in one of the keynotes going on. And not abortion. Abortion wasn't mentioned. The legal immigration issue. The issue with police shootings came up quite a few times in this conference. The systemic racism in the prison system. And I mean, the list just keeps going on and on and on. I mean, even things as far back as we stole the land that the Native Americans had, and we need to do something about that. So it's the agendas are pushing quotas, reparations, you know, making sure that we have open borders, those kinds of things. This is now mainstream. One of the largest Christian evangelical campus ministries. It's absolutely stunning how fast this has happened, but it is being equivocated with the gospel. If you do not get on board with this movement, then you are denying an aspect of the gospel. It's referred to as a gospel issue. And that's just one tiny example I could give. But, you know, Judd, I don't know if you want to mention some of the investigations that we've been doing for the film.
Go ahead. What our target for the film is that we know that there's a lot of left-leaning denominations that we already know have kind of gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you know, the denominations that are waving rainbow flags outside of their churches. But what our focus is the enemies that are within the conservative Christian church movement that are taking the money and that are pushing and advancing this from behind closed doors while making speeches and telling the public and making it look like they're conservatives, but they're actually doing the direct opposite behind closed doors. And the purpose of the film is to let the public and the people in the pews know what is going on, what's really happening in these institutions. And the only way to stop this, the only way to stop this from happening is throw the bums out and quit funding it through our churches. And so that is what we're focusing on. And we also want to go help try to right some wrongs where the American church went wrong theologically to even allow this stuff to happen and this false gospel to encroach in the churches. And so the kind of things we've been investigating is following the money and looking at the people that are doing this. And frankly, I'll just kind of go on a quick rant here, is that we have people from seminaries, we have people high up in different church institutions and organizations that are sending us information, that are giving us plenty of material to go through, but none of them have the courage to come out and speak about it.
Well, I think you started in the right place when you said following the money. That usually takes you down the right path. Gentlemen, we need to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back and get back into this conversation.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Hal James has a question.
Judd, I'm Hal James, and I'm chairman of CCTA. I'm from Virginia, and I know the Liberty University there. I've always been very impressed with their curriculum, but I don't know that much about it. Then I was born in Winston-Salem, so I knew a little bit about Wake Forest. But tell me, are these institutions that I've thought were good Christian university? How about the movement Billy Graham and his son carried on? Are they suspect here too? Or can we be that specific?
Yeah, I can be specific with you. Where I went, Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, is pretty much caved to this issue. It doesn't mean that there aren't professors on campus who disagree, but they're silenced. When I was a student, I went to a professor who disagreed with this movement, and I asked him, well, why don't you say something? And he said, if I said something, I'd be fired. And that's how a lot of the professors feel. They're threatened. I was threatened as a student just for things I posted on my personal blog. And they want control, and you know, they're committed to those who are in administration at these places are committed to making sure that the money from the pews keeps coming in, but they also want the leftist money. So they formed a program now for justice and social ethics. It's a social justice program, and they have a class in racism, basically, but it's all about systemic racism, liberation theology, critical race theory, and all these things that come from secular institutions. And that, now they're right there on a evangelical Southern Baptist seminary. So I can go into a lot more detail about what's going on there because I lived it. But, for Liberty University, Liberty is unique in one way, and I know Judge had backed me up on this. Liberty has not taken the money from these organizations. So Liberty is in a unique place because they have been kind of sailing along, and the storm is around them, but they might feel a little bit of the wind from it, but they're not getting struck with the lightning right now. I will say their seminary is starting to show signs of going this direction a little bit, but I think the reason for that is because all these big evangelical organizations like the Gospel Coalition, Desiring God, I talked about the Southern Baptist Convention entities and so forth, they are going that direction. So you kind of absorb it just because it's in the lane that you're driving. But it's not because, for Liberty at least, it's not because they're fully engaged in taking this money and implementing these programs, which I'm thankful for. But every other evangelical institution just about has taken this money and is going this direction.
Oh, man.
Would that be a fair assessment, Judd?
That is a very fair assessment. And the thing is like I said, it's like not all seminaries are fully corrupt, have embraced it, but there are a lot that have, and there's a lot that are starting to. And we're trying to warn people, once you go down this road, you start taking this money, it's very hard to get out of it. And you've already programmed, or you got to look at this, 8 years of seminary grads for several different denominations who are all now social justice warriors that hate America, that embrace Marxism, are now in churches all over the country.
Right. And you're seeing the evidence.
And convicting people from the scripture that this is what the Bible actually says. Jesus was an illegal immigrant. And even promoting homosexuality, twisting the scriptures to, believe it or not, to advance that. And there's up in 8 years of this within conservative denominations. And churches are splitting over this. Families are being ruined because of this stuff. We're getting stories from people all over the country and churches going, hey, one example, a guy came to us and said that his pastor called them out and insisted that they apologize for having the same last name as somebody who was black in their church because they must have been slave owners.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. Also, talking about the money, one of the things driving some of the pastors I know is they roll over and accept it and promote it because they're afraid of losing members if they don't. And
Yes.
I think Diane has a question.
So this is something I want to try to say. So Southern Baptist Convention specifically held a strategy session back in 2014. Where they came up with the determination that the whites are dying off And in order to survive as an organization, they need to start getting in more minorities. And there's nothing wrong with church growth or any of that stuff, but the problem is they're basing their growth strategy based on race, not based on Bible, not based on spreading the gospel. And so they started implementing all these programs to cater to that world, which if you're going to cater to a race, that must mean you have to include social justice and liberation theology.
Right. Well, race is becoming an issue in all areas.
They held a strategy session, and they made the decision that that's where they were going to go. And also in that same meeting, they also determined that they're getting away from reparative homosexual therapy and getting away from being able to say homosexuals aren't born that way and that they're same-sex attracted Christians. And so along with the social justice movement also comes a pro-LGBTQ movement.
All right. Diane has a question.
Jack, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So is the, part of this indoctrination or is it infiltration, is the LGBTQ movement, is that moving into the church too?
Is the LGBTQ movement in the church? Is that, did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, are they pushing their agenda in the church?
They are.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And in fact, so you have it more overt in more liberal denominations, like I said, where they're hanging the rainbow flags. But what we're seeing in the conservative denomination is a watered-down version of LGBTQ, which is softening and laying the groundwork for accepting of homosexuality in the churches. They're masters of manipulating words, but eventually what this leads to is bringing as many homosexuals in your church as possible, and then once they get to that point, then their language will change.
So
it's the same thing that we've seen happen to the to the Methodists that happened 20 years ago. The same type of mentality, the same type of talk, the same type of gradualism is now happening in, let's say, the Southern Baptist Convention and the PCA.
So once they welcome more members of the LGBT community, making it more welcoming to them, once they're in the church, are they going to change biblical teaching to continue welcoming them?
Change the teaching, and then what's going to? And so you have to look at it politically. If you have a bunch of homosexuals in your church that are practicing homosexuals, which according to the Bible is a sin, you cannot dare call homosexuality a sin. If you do and you have them in your church, they're going to sue the pants off you and take over your church.
Okay, so the reason I bring this up is I went to the Supreme Court in December 2017 for the Phillips. Remember the Phillips versus the Colorado Civil Rights Commission case. He was a Christian cake artist who was sued for refusing to design a cake for a same-sex couple. Okay, I went there for the Supreme Court for the oral arguments, and while I was there, I heard, I found out that the LGBT community is raising millions and millions and millions of dollars for one purpose only, and that is to erode the church teachings so that in the future, their agenda and is not being discriminated against by people who are churchgoers, faith-based. So, go ahead.
No, it's exactly true. And money is flowing. Money is flowing into these new pro-gay parachurch organizations. One of them is sponsored by the Presbyterian Church of America, the PCA, the so-called conservative Presbyterian, and that's called Revoice. The gays are funding that movement, and what we have is a collaboration between Southern Baptists and PCA that are now pushing this pro-homosexual agenda in the churches, and then one of their main spokespersons is embraced by several top-level Christian leaders. This guy's name is Sam Alberry, and he's allowed in churches all over America, even conservative churches, talking about homosexuality. But the funny thing is that this guy will never admit to saying gays are not born that way. He insists gays are born that way. He also insists and believe that there's no such thing as true, fully repentance and salvation from homosexuality.
I know. If a church isn't willing to embrace its own ideologies, indoctrination, or its teachings, what good is the church? Why go if they are unwilling to, affirm core teachings?
Well, therein lies the question. Well, the problem is that, and this is what we're going to tackle in the film, is that most pastors I know, when they go through seminary, are indoctrinated into a heresy which I call pietism, which encourages pastors not to engage politically. Not to engage politically and to look away on the social issues that are actually happening outside of the church. And once they fall into this nonsense, they think they're going to be loving, and they embrace a form of what we call antinomianism and situational ethics, where they convince themselves, well, the loving thing to do is just bring all these people into the church, and now we're catering the church to sinners instead of, preaching the gospel to the people of what they actually need to hear, and we're preaching the world to the church.
So that's
instead of the gospel. And so this is a problem. This is cyclical, but we are running out of pastors, and we can't find enough pastors that will actually stand up and fight for truth. A lot of pastors we talk about the subject to just cave like little girls, and they run away because they don't want to talk about it.
That's a sad commentary.
So there's really, we're losing our freedom of religion because coercion is creeping in because of money and social agenda.
Which, by the way, this is what cultural Marxism is designed to do. And it's doing exactly what it's designed to do. And the great Christian leaders that we have are allowing this to happen because they are asleep at the wheel.
The issues that we're dealing with are all connected. And I'm concerned about the homosexual, transgender, etc. issues, probably more than any of the other ones, just because they are so blatantly opposed to biblical Christianity. You just cannot reconcile those lifestyles, those sinful patterns, with the Bible.
Or nature.
And that's right. But the thing is, there's kind of a wedge issues, or a series of wedge issues, that are used to get to that point where you can soft pedal homosexuality. And it's really related to race and gender. So if you can convince someone that they are an oppressor because of their race or their gender, or they're oppressed because of their race or their gender, it's not a small step to say that, well, you could be oppressed or an oppressor based on your sexual orientation or preferred gender in the minds of some. And so that becomes the third issue. And by that time, when you've adopted that, you don't have a biblical authority any longer. It's all gone because you've caved. You've taken many steps along the way to get to that point. The reason that these things are coming into the church is because they're in the world. The world, it's a combination of two things. There's postmodernism and there's Marxism. And the postmodernism basically says that truth is relative. Truth is going to be based on your group identity. So if you are a Hispanic individual, you have a certain way of looking at the world. There's a truth that is true for you because of your experience in that community. And it's not going to be the same truth, let's say, for a white person. And the truth is determined based on oppression. That's where the Marxism comes in. And the Marxism makes everything about power. So truth is no longer important. It's all these power structures, and they need to be ripped down because they benefit oppressors, which happen to be basically the Christians, the men, the Caucasians, those who basically set up this country, the founding fathers, forward. They are the villains in the story. And the church wants to be the good guys in the story. They want to fight injustice. So if you buy into the story, and many unfortunately do because they come from secular academic institutions and they're now teaching at seminaries, then you will have an incorrect way of viewing biblical ethics. Because you'll throw them out, and because you already kind of destroyed them through the postmodernism and the Marxism, and now what you're left with is a gutted Christianity that has no power. It's a form without power, and that's what we're seeing happening. And the last step in all of this is children won't want to be part of a church that's sexist, racist, and bigoted, and they'll get out. So it's a dead end. It's designed to kill the church.
And on top of that, John, I think you should, I'll explain it, is that in the seminaries, what we found, and John experienced this, is that what they're teaching the seminary graduates, all right, so there's a, I'm going to use some biblical terms here, okay, as far as academic terms. There's a study of the Bible called exegesis, okay? And there's also a proper hermeneutic in how you study the Bible, and it's interpreting Scripture through its historical context. What they are now teaching seminary students is what we call eisegesis, which is you study the Bible through your own experience and your own lens. Not historical context, not what the original Scripture was supposed to mean, but how you experience. And they are having classes where they're teaching seminary students to view the Bible through the lenses of white privilege.
Yeah, that's very true. There's a seminary professor at Southeastern right now who tells all the students, you must rid yourself of white privilege before you can approach the Bible. Sandra Maria Van Opstal, who just did keynoted Campus Crusades or Cruise conference, she said that she studied the Book of Amos for 10 years. And then she went to seminary, learned Hebrew, and she studied it some more. But she did not actually understand the Book of Amos until she went to prison ministry, and the prisoners helped her understand that the Book of Amos was against the kind of oppression that the Democratic Party likes to talk about. So it's basically capitalism. It's a little bit of a longer quote, so I don't want to read the whole thing, but eventually she diatribes against the system that gives us jewelry, and she says starts wars, and gives us electronic devices and so forth. That's all oppression, because we're enslaving the third world in order to get the stuff we want, the materialistic stuff. And that's what the Book of Amos is about. The Book of Amos is saying, don't do that. Well, where in the world would she have found that in the Book of Amos? It's not there. And any biblical exegete who is using proper grammatical historical hermeneutics, which is what the author means to communicate to his original audience, they'd never come to that conclusion. But because she is now saying, and this is being echoed everywhere, you must view the Scripture through the lens of the oppressed, they're using liberation theology and the other theologies that come from other places.
And just for context, when we say liberation theology, this was theology invented by the communists to conquer nations in Latin America. Specifically.
Right. And let me interject.
Go ahead.
This is not a new strategy for our listeners out there. This didn't just start. This has been going on for decades. It's a part of the Marxist and communist plot to remove the foundation, the pillars of our society, of our country, of our Constitution, break down our education system and infiltrate that, and infiltrate our government organizations, infiltrating the church now. And it's not something that just happened overnight. And guys, I've got to stop real briefly and take a break, and we'll pick this up when we come back.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking to John Harris and Judd Saul, and John is associate producer, and Judd is director of a movie that's called Enemies Within the Church. And I want to direct your attention to their website, which is enemieswithinthechurch.com. And if you go to that website, you'll find out information and see some trailers on the upcoming movie. Also, a very interesting section I found, there's one labeled articles. And John, you were talking about the Campus Crusade, now called Crew, and I see that the latest article up there is on why is Crew echoing Democrat Party talking points. And I haven't read all the way through it yet, but what I have read was very interesting. But while I'm on that subject, another article, there are a couple of articles talk about Resolution 9. Can you tell us what Resolution 9 is all about?
Sure, yeah. Like Judd was saying earlier, every denomination and organization just about is enduring the onslaught of the social justice movement, and some have capitulated to it. Resolution 9 is specifically related, though, to the Southern Baptist Convention, and they have fallen prey to this movement very hard, very fast. Resolution 9, it's a long kind of resolution, but the basic bottom line here is at the Southern Baptist Convention earlier this summer, there was a panel, a resolutions committee, and they received a resolution. These resolutions are non-binding, but they are important in that it kind of tells you where the Southern Baptist Convention is at the barometer. And there was a pastor out in California who thought that critical race theory and intersectionality were dividing up his denomination, and he's right about that. And he wanted to bring people together, so he wrote a resolution denouncing these things as these wicked Marxist ideologies, which they are. And the resolutions committee is able to edit the submission. So they took his submission, and they gutted it. And what ended up coming out the other side is an endorsement of critical race theory and intersectionality. They said that, well, the Bible is the final authority, but these two ideologies can be used as analytical tools to discover truth. So critical race theory, in brief, this comes from critical theory, and basically 1989 was when critical race theory emerged, but it is a postmodern Marxist hybrid that wants to decenter majority culture, views majority race as evil, as oppressive, and wants to promote minority culture. So a lot of things that we're watching today, we use another term for it, identity politics, comes from critical race theory. Intersectionality says that your oppressed, the significance that you have, your identity, if you're an oppressed, is based on the different intersections of your orientation, your gender, your race, these kinds of things. So if you're a single black lady, let's say, who's a lesbian, you are uniquely oppressed by the current culture, and you need a political representation that can help you kind of get through life. And so these two ideologies are absolutely opposed to Christianity, but they were now just endorsed on a certain level by the Southern Baptist Convention as analytical tools that can be used for research. So that's where we're at. And, you know, we would really appreciate, we're the only game in town, as far as I can tell right now, trying to seriously fight this on a public level. There's other efforts right now. The Southern Baptist Convention just had a group within it that tried to call attention to this through their own documentary, and they were immediately squashed. If you're inside the beast, it's very hard to do anything to fight it. But we right. are not beholden to anyone. No one has anything on us. We don't work for these entities. So we have the freedom to show where the money's coming from. Why is this being funded? Why is the ideology going out there? Why are people believing it? We're going to answer those questions. We're going to name names. And we definitely need a chunk of change to do it, though. So enemieswithinthechurch.com, we'd love it if you could contribute to our efforts to stop this movement, to expose it for what it is. Because here's the thing. A lot of people in the pews that are just your average Christian going to church, they have no clue this is going on in their seminaries. And they need to know about it. I think once they know, you may hear the silent majority rise up. And that's what we're trying to do to start that movement.
I agree. That's a good move, is awareness. And tell us a little bit more about when we can expect to see the movie. I know it said fall of 2019.
Yeah, that was the plan. We definitely want to coincide this with the election because if the evangelicals don't go out and vote, then we're in trouble if they don't vote for Republicans. And the efforts are to neutralize the evangelical vote. So
will it be available in the fall? Will it be available in theaters or is it just a DVD?
Yeah. It will. The plan at this point is to show it in theaters. It may not be this fall, though. It's all dependent on the fundraising efforts. So if not this fall, it'll be probably winter. But we are trying to get it out as quick as we can. And if you go to enemieswithinthechurch.com, you can sign up for an email update. And once it hits theaters, you guys will know. I'm assuming, I know Judd had to go do something, but I think he had mentioned to me before that they probably want to put it on Prime after it's out in theaters. But yeah, you know, bring your friends when we're able to release it, and you know, let's stop this. Let's destroy the head of the snake before it bites us.
I agree. And folks, other than going to the website, which is again enemieswithinthechurch.com, and making a donation towards this effort, you can also share that link to help get the word out. Share it with as many of your friends as possible if it's piqued your interest. I would encourage you to go, and especially to the articles page, because a lot of what John and Judd have been talking about tonight is embedded within these articles that are up there. It's a wealth of information, and it'll give you links to other areas that you can go to. John, we appreciate you and Judd giving us some time tonight. In closing out, is there anything else you want to key in on?
I think that's about it. I really appreciate you having us on, Rick, and you know, we look forward to talking more as we go forward. And you know, and keep doing what you guys are doing. I know we had some mutual friends that told me kind of what you guys are up to, and you know, keep causing a stir. And you know, I guess in some people's minds, causing trouble, because we need more troublemakers out there.
Yeah. Well, we keep trying to get more, so hopefully we'll be successful at that. You know, being a constitutional conservative organization like we are, and realizing that this country was founded on Christian principles, and we are a Christian country, and it was Judeo-Christian principles that our founding fathers sought to get their wisdom from, to be able to put together the founding documents that they did. One of the books that we study and share with people is The 5,000-Year Leap, which is based on the 28 founding principles of liberty. And they are all related to biblical foundation. And, you know, our founding fathers, all of them weren't perfect. All of them weren't devout Christians. But they did turn to God for guidance. And I believe without that aspect, America would not have been the country it is. America is still the greatest country in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100% agree with you on that. And, you know, keep fighting for the principles of not just America, but Christianity. I completely am with you on that. There's no way that you can study the original sources and not see the Bible shining through.
Right. All right. Well, John, once again, thank you. And I know Judd had somewhere else he had to go, so thank him for his participation. And
I will.
we look forward to talking to you again.
All right. God bless y'all. Have a good night.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it.
Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Okay, I'd like to tell you all a little bit about CCTA's monthly meeting. We meet the third Tuesday of every month in downtown New Bern. We meet at Stanley Hall Ballroom. And we always have guest speakers, and if you're interested and want to know who's speaking and where and when, it's right on the front page of cctaxpayers.com. And we'd like for you to come and join us and become part of the process. We need all the help we can get, folks. We need to raise our voices and be heard, because the enemy is definitely doing that, and we need to try to overcome the fake media, the crooked media, whatever you want to call it. It's not giving the truth out in all areas, and it's very necessary that we do all that we can do to overcome that. And we could use your help, so please visit us at cctaxpayers.com. See what all the things that CCTA is involved in and what we do. We work diligently to affect legislation that affects you, and we just appreciate your time listening to CCTA Wake Up Call. Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com. Or email Hal at cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact Hal at cctaxpayers.com.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.